President Donald Trump will be spending most of his Thursday afternoon and evening campaigning in northeastern Wisconsin. One of his stops will be at a shipbuilding company that recently won a huge federal contract, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Earlier this week, Republican Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in Pewaukee. He told the audience that President Trump has been spending a lot of money on the armed forces.
This president has signed the largest increase in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy, and we're once again giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard, the resources and the support that they need to accomplish their mission and come home safe.
CNBC called the defense bill Trump signed last December colossal and noted it increased spending $21 billion. 2 months ago, the Navy awarded the first part of a $5 billion contract to Fincantieri Marinette Marine to begin building up to 10 missile frigate ships. The Marinette-based company says it will eventually hire 1,000 more workers. President Trump will tour the shipyard this afternoon. But some politicians from the area say they worry Trump will take too much of the credit. Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay says many in his party helped pave the way to winning the contract.
There's been an effort in Marinette for years, Democrats and Republicans alike, Governor Doyle, former Congressman Kagan and Stupak, and now U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, and for that matter, Governor Evers put money in for the infrastructure in a budget like $30 million. So I think it's a good thing for Marinette. It's a very important contract to get the frigate contract, and I've been at numerous launches. So let's give everybody credit.
Some journalists who specialize in defense issues warn that all new ships have question marks with systems that have not been tested in combat against unknown threats. But that sort of tempered enthusiasm is not expected when the president goes to Marinette. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.